countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
We're well into the GAA season with the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals taking place today and tomorrow, of course. But one ancient Irish game which some of you may not be so familiar with is road bowling, or is it road bowling? Depends where you are in the country. Now, on certain quiet country roads, you'll still find groups playing a game with a very simple aim: to throw your metal ball to the finish line in fewer throws than your opponent. I suppose you could say it's a combination of golf without clubs and lawn bowls. Well, our Daniel Clancy headed out to the Copper Coast Road in East Waterford to join Liam Power and members of the Fenner Road Bowling Club to have a go.
Car's coming, lads.
Well, we've been in traffic now, so... All these people out here now, that's what they do on their Sunday morning. It's a kind of a little social club, and afterwards we go for refreshments and watch a match.
So we're going to play here now, Daniel. So you hold the bowl like that in your three fingers.
It's about the size of a tennis ball.
They're quite heavy now.
They're quite heavy now.
And very solid.
Yeah.
It's about the weight of a bag of sugar. I want you to go from between the white line and the wall. So I'm going to put a marker there like that. And I want you to use your strength and get it up along.
Straight down the middle of the road.
Straight down the middle of the road.
On the white line. All the way. So I have the bowl in my hand and I'm taking a few paces back now, and I'm aiming for the man in the green shirt, Liam.
Nice handy one, though, kid. That's the shot.
Gone into a little bit of grass, it seems like.
So we got good distance on that now. When starting off, all you expect of you is just go straight. An average Sunday bowler would be showing about 100 metres, but we've had players start off 20 metres and then build up from there, and we have them now at 100 metres and stuff, and which is good, you know. So we keep up with the play here. Now, Elfat.
You really have to be alert now as the cyclist comes by through the course, motoring along at speed, gives a wave. And it must be nice, Liam, when you're out playing, like on a Sunday like this, you're walking out on the road and you're bumping into people.
We'll pass houses now, you would call elderly neighbours, you'd pull in and say, well, how's it going? And have a chat with them and stuff as they pass, and their family might have grown up and they keep in touch with the news and that by people passing. And it's a real old traditional way of doing things, and no more texting and just get out on the road and talk to people. Timmy's going to show up now. He's playing for years in Cork. Big hop.
Put his whole body weight behind it, wound around in a windmill motion.
Like, and lofted that bowl out as high as you can, like.
So lots of people up ahead now, keeping an eye on the bowl and shouting encouragement as it pings down the road, bouncing as it goes.
Turn, turn, turn!
You have to talk to the bowl sometimes. You tell it what to do. Or
does it ever listen?
Sometimes. This is my daughter Anna now. She's walking the dog now.
How are you?
She's come out in the buggy with me and watch it and play it. But I think she likes the promise of a bottle of 7-Up and a pack of crisps afterwards.
You have a little dog on a leash here. Who is this?
Cara.
So Cara's walking along now, following the bowls as well, as we make our way out through Fenner.
Get out.
Jerry!
The cars come from all different directions because we're on a coast road. A lot of tourists on this Copper Coast Road now. So,
and what's your own name?
Aidan.
Why is this something you're involved with, Aidan?
I moved here in 2004.
Everybody in the community, they all knew about the bowlers. You'd meet the bowlers every Sunday morning. I asked them one day, can I go out? Yeah, no, anybody's invited out. Engineers, labourers, we've farmers, we've fishermen, we've everybody involved in it. It doesn't matter what you work at, it doesn't matter the age. You see a man here now, he's 80 plus years of age, and then there's a little girl walking the road now beside us, say she's 5. It's a full range of people now, and I found it a great way to get to know people in the community. All you need is a pair of eyes so you can see cars coming behind you and in front of you. Throw the ball as best you can. Some of us can't throw, some of us can. Myself now, I'd be about 3 shots behind these, as that would be my regular now, would be 3 shots behind.
Face up!
And that's a fine shot down the hill there now. If he gets around a bit more, it'll be great. Yeah, that's it. See that? Follow the whole way around. Still going.
That must be over 100 metres, I'd say.
Yeah, oh, it is. Well over 100 metres. Fantastic shot, but it's a lovely hill. If you get the run on that hill, you'll follow it all the way around. But otherwise, you can cross over and it goes into a ditch.
So we're just on the ditch on the left-hand side, looking for our bowl. It's gone into a little bit of grass. And there's a man with a stick and a magnet on the end.
Magnet on a stick. Hopefully we catch it and pull it back out again. So without having to stick your hands in all that stuff.
I don't see you sticking that in there anyway.
I'm the referee today.
I'm on purpose.
I'm the referee today. I can't do these things.
So this is the less glamorous side of road bowling.
This is what it's all about. Bit of team bonding.
That's it. Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.5 maybe people looking for.
Now, don't be calling Aidan 1.5.
Now, we don't call Tommy anything just because he's wearing shorts and can't put his feet in there.
We found the bowl.
Right. No, different one.
Different one. That's not the one that went in.
We found the bowl.
You know, you're chatting as you go and. Do you know, there's that saying about men. Men don't talk face to face. That sometimes they talk shoulder to shoulder. Like,
definitely. If you put two men, they say right talk, they're going to clam up. Whereas if you're doing something and working together, or playing the violin together, or playing sport, they're going to open up more and talk about things. For me, that was being clammed up in the house used to drive me crazy like that. I'd have to get out, just get out and have a tell a joke and two and talk, alright. But just get out in the fresh air. I always found helpful.
About 7 years ago, I was unemployed too. Same thing. You come out for Sunday, it didn't cost you anything to go out and walk the road, throw a bowl.
We've just come up the hill there now. We've been walking a good solid mile, I'd say, at this point.
Now, we're getting close to the finish line here.
Today I leave now. Unfortunately, my inexperience is kind of adding a few extra shots to the score for us.
We don't mind that. Like, you know, everyone has to start somewhere and learn, like, you know. Sometimes the bowl game is all about the bowl, but on the way back it's more about the chat, getting out and talking to people and enjoying the fresh air and keeping that tradition of road bowling alive.
Come on, Ivor! Come on, Gene! Play it away, boy! Play it away, boy!
Good game. It's a good game.
Good game. That sounds like a bit of crack, doesn't it? Members of the Finner Road Bowling Club there in Waterford chatting to Daniel Clancy of Grey Heron Media. And that report is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. The group meet every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. at the Village Crossroads in Finner, and all are welcome to join in.